Christmas is nearly here, and you may well have been hard at work making marmalade for your favorite people, baking cakes with more fruit in them than actual cake, wrapping presents with old newspaper, although that can be hard to come by these days, adding in the final details with the composer you have commissioned to write a piece for your first mate, and thinking about the gifts you have received this year. Or thinking about things to toss out, like the pressure cooker perched on top of an office chair I saw the other day at the end of a street. Crikey, talk about metaphor. As a music teacher, I received some beautiful gifts at the end of the year. Tea and wine and cakes and brownies and cards with the most wonderful sentiments of how much the student has enjoyed their lessons over the year and how much more they love their instrument now than the end of last year. Of course, there are also the students who you know you may not see next year, as their interest and practice levels have severely dipped over the last few months as hormones and a new school loom large in their being. So you just smile and wish them a happy holiday and suggest they think about another instrument they might like to play. Music is music, whether it's played on the viola, the clarinet, a percussion instrument, or song. So all these gifts are special, but the best gift is when a student comes into their lesson and they play a piece you haven't asked them to play. They simply play it because they love the music so much. Lizzie came in and played on her viola the best version of Bohemian Rhapsody I have ever heard, and that includes ones by Freddie Mercury. Claudia played a piece by Maran Marais and took my breath away with her sound and her power. And Liam, who only 2 years ago was still playing barely grade one violin, played the Saraband from Bach's first cello suite with so much grace and beauty, I was moved to tears. Physical gifts are wonderful, and thank you in advance for the marmalade, but the gift of a piece of music from your partner who has started piano at the age of 70, from your six-year-old who loves her recorder, from yourself in a Christmas carol, performed simply because it feels good, that is pretty much the best gift of all.